This is the Riabu podcast with Mark Lowdy and Simon Littlewood at the CFO Innovation Summit 2018 in Singapore.
Hello, Mark.
Nice to see you again, Simon. Where's our coffee, by the way? You've only got water there. That's not going to last us, I'm afraid.
No. Well, if I doze off, you'll know what's happened.
Let's tackle the 10th question in our survey, which when we've been exhibiting here on the sidelines of the CFO Innovation Summit, we had a few questions about, so we thought we'd tackle that one for you. The question reads, and you can find this question yourself when you complete the survey online, we would be willing to share details about our accounts receivable if it means we can get customers to pay on time. And so, because data, along with community and education, are the three most important elements of Riabu, we thought we'd give that a little bit more airtime. First of all, we are not talking about you telling us everything there is to know about your customer or your commercial relationship with the customer.
What's interesting, I mean, no, it's very clear that it's possible to provide data on an anonymized basis so that you're not breaching any confidentiality rules, but you're providing us, we at Riabu, we're all about fairness, providing us with enough information to tell you how your customers are behaving towards you and how that compares with how they behave towards other suppliers, how other suppliers and other customers are faring, and indeed what opportunity there might be for you to improve your cash collection based on the best in class for your particular industry. But you know, leaving aside the fact that that opportunity exists, and we at Riabu are very committed to creating that community, when I first started working in the area of receivables decades ago in England, this same kind of sharing existed on quite a formal basis. Every industry, every business sector in the UK, to some extent in France and in the US, had an organization of credit managers who would come together very regularly and would share by phone or by letter or by telex, as it was in those days, information about what was going on with their main customers, and they would share it between them. They wouldn't make it public, but what it did was it enabled people, their peers in effect, to make sensible decisions about who they did business with, who they extended credit to, and to learn very early on, much earlier than they can now. This is the curious thing about the difference between then and the modern age. By meeting someone that's in the same sector as you, working with the same customers, you get very, very early warning of when a customer seems to have difficulty paying you. And you can therefore guard against ending up losing bad debt. Now, typically when people purchase information from an expensive third-party service provider, often linked to a bank, they tend to be paying for information that's derived from publicly available sources, which means it tends to be about 6 months or even a year old, meaning that it's really actually of no use to you in terms of determining who is or is not going under. By the time you get that information, it's too late, right?
Yes.
So all we're trying to do is restore the same kind of equity that existed decades ago when people informally exchanged information.
And the irony, of course, is that the internet allows us to do that far more efficiently and more scalably. And besides, we're in a sharing economy now. We're sharing everything from bicycles to, you know, personal information online. And while you ought to be justifiably cautious about who you share that with, the fact is that the quid pro quo is that you actually get a lot of value by sharing your data.
Well, companies are very open, apparently, to sharing their data with fintechs who offer them applications for doing different things without really a thought about what might be done with that data. The reality is that whereas the fintech wants to lend you more money, probably, we are encouraging particularly SMEs to join our community. Riabu, it's about being first in line to get paid. Join our community, share on an anonymized basis how you're being treated by your customers. Let us add that to our extensive database of how those same customers and other similar customers are behaving in Singapore, and let us give you benchmarks. Let us give you benchmarks that enable you to figure out how well you're doing, how much better you could be doing. And then, and this is the important thing, Riabu Academy, which is a uniquely comprehensive set of information about best practices, about how you should behave differently to get paid on time, let us direct you to the right content for your industry in our database, and let us facilitate your adoption of those best practices so that you can quickly move to be a top quartile performer in your sector in terms of how you get paid, yeah?
And in the meantime, complete the survey yourself. It's 10 multiple choice questions. I've already told you what the 10th is about data sharing, but also it'll take just a couple of minutes and we will share the details with you when you provide us with your details.
And the good news is we've already got something like 500 replies from CFOs and other finance execs around this Southeast Asia region. So add your reply and you'll get a very interesting set of analysis on how CFOs, treasurers, credit managers around the region and in Singapore are feeling about the environment, what they're doing about it, what their pressures are.